ओ भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 42 Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the school. Twai menanya vishaya matir madhu pate sakrit rate mudvahata adha gangai vaugham mudanvati. In a nectar of devotion, it is recommended that we offer prayers to Krishna, and it is especially recommended that we offer prayers which have been offered previously by great authorities. The prayers of great devotees, they express pure devotion. So if we pray the prayers that have been prayed by pure devotees, we will learn the mood of pure devotion. Actually, in the conditioned state, we don't even know how to pray properly. People pray to God, but they pray with so many misconceptions. First of all, they don't even know who God is properly. Another thing is that they go and pray for all kinds of things which God is not particularly pleased to give them, and which is not particularly good for them. Just like people pray to God, but they don't know who He is. For instance, in some religious systems, people go to pray to God, but they don't accept that He's a person. It's a very strange thing. They're praying to God, but if you tell them that God is a person, they become very upset. They have no proper idea of who God is at all. So the prayers cannot be properly pleasing unless you know who you're praying to. If we don't even know the name of God, it's not a very pleasing prayer. Just like if you're speaking to somebody and you don't know their name, say, hey, you. If you know the name, it's much more pleasing. Actually, if you know the name of somebody, automatically there's some kind of relationship there. Of course, sometimes people, they call people with bad names. So that should not be done. Here we see Kunti is praying to God. She doesn't say, hey, you light in the sky there somewhere. Hey, you something which I'm not sure what you are. She says, Madhupati, name for Krishna. And then we'll see, in the beginning of these prayers, she is praying with so many names of Krishna. Krishnaya, Vasudevaya, she's offering her obeisances to Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Devaki Nandanaya Chatu, Devaki Nandan, who is also the son of Devaki. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, who is also known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Govindaya Namo Namaha, she offers her obeisances to Govinda. There's no doubt to who she is praying to. Then again she says, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajang Hraye. She offers her obeisances to Krishna, who has a navel just like a lotus, who is decorated with a garland of lotus flowers, whose eyes are beautiful like the lotus, and whose feet are also beautiful like the lotus. Now, in the purport Prabhupada makes a very interesting analysis, that actually the real process of offering obeisances is to offer first of all from the feet, and then gradually go up. But here, Kunti Devi starts from the navel, goes to the flower garland, which means the chest, then the eyes, which means the head, and then the feet. Now, the reason is that Kunti, in the her relationship is that she is the aunt of Krishna. But at the same time, she realizes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she's feeling in the mood of servitude. She's feeling great respect for Krishna, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, she personally feels as if she should start offering obeisances from the feet. But because she knows that Krishna is enjoying a relationship with her, thinking of her as his aunt, then she starts a little bit higher up. So Kunti is in no doubt who she's praying to. She's not praying to a vague, impersonal entity, but she's praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna, who is standing before her. And she's not praying that, give us this day our daily bread. Prabhupada, he thought, this is not a very high-class prayer. He said, What kind of prayer is it that give us our bread? He gave the example just like a father in the family. What would he think if every morning his child came up to him and said, Father, please feed me today? Of course the Father is going to feed you. Why should you doubt it? The Father is, he's always thinking of the welfare of his children. You think that God is the kind of father who takes all the family's money and spends it on vodka? So that you have to go to him every day, Father, Father, please give us some bread today. God is not that kind of father. God is providing food for all the living beings.